The annual Wisconsin Youth Tobacco Survey gathered data this past spring from students in 40 high schools and 42 middle schools. The results found a 26% decline in the number of high school smokers over the past 2 years and a 36% drop in smoking among middle schoolers. Karen McEwen is the director of the State Division of Public Health. She says there's no guarantee that any of those non-smoking teenagers won't take up the habit, but there's good data to suggest most won't.
70% of smokers start before they're 18. So we do feel that that's a huge area for impacting this, that if we can keep people from starting during that age, then they, you know, it may get them past the critical point.
McEwen says the survey also found that almost 90% of high schoolers say they believe tobacco products are dangerous, and an equal number classifies smoking as not cool. She says there's no way to determine exactly how teens arrive at those beliefs and attitudes. She credits a wide range of educational efforts by both public and private health organizations.
If I knew that one single one was effective and could do it all, I would certainly endorse it. But I think it really is, the secret is the partnership and collaboration.
Despite this drop in young people smoking, the 2010 Burden of Tobacco Report found that 7,000 state residents die each year from illnesses directly related to smoking, and smokers are responsible for $4.5 billion a year in health care costs and lost productivity. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.